What's up, party people? Welcome back to another awesome episode of Life in a Show podcast. I'm your host, Jason Wojo. I am joined by my co-host, Polish Peter, on this show. And if you haven't tuned in with us in the past, you're going to love this episode. On Life in a Show, we really help people make more, work less, live incredible lives. And it always comes with life first. And we always focus on life first. So even if we help you create an awesome business, it's always going to come after we figure out what you want your life to look like. And along those lines, man, we have a very cool topic today, and we're going to talk about, you know, being successful and some of the hidden traps of success, dude. I'm excited.
Yeah, man. But before we jump into this, did you at the beginning say party people?
Yeah. Did you miss that? Are you not
no,
a party
I caught
person?
It. I'm like, did you just say party people? All right, let's bring it, man. So I just want to make sure I overhear it. Kind of a thing. So one of the things that we want to talk about here, because if you look at social medias and Instagrams and Facebooks and TikToks and all that kind of stuff, is that what we call a success trap. And what that means is, you know, people are showing how they got all the big houses and Lambos, and you know, you can be a millionaire in the next 12 minutes, and you know, it's easy as pie, and all those kinds of things, right? And then when you actually start getting into the conversation of actually growing the business and making money, people sometimes get like either shell-shocked, or they start looking from the perspective of, okay, what am I doing wrong? I guess I suck at this. I'm not very good at this business. And this should have taken me, you know, already, I should have been already done with this. And I'm still working on this. And the whole conversation starts to derail that person's progress. And I think a lot of it has to do with this success traps. And we want to kind of talk about them on this particular podcast and kind of uncover some of them so you don't end up in one of them and get derailed from actually living that successful life that you want to live.
Yeah, man, I got three to cover here. And let's even start with, you know, what is success to you? Like the first trap I think that people fall into is following somebody else's definition of what successful is. And especially like you mentioned a moment ago, like we live in a material based culture, and it's easy to compare with each other. Like, it's like, listen, like we are by nature hierarchical, whatever.
That English is not so easy now, is it?
Yeah. By nature, like we kind of know where we want to fit. We want to know where we fit in kind of like the breakdown of like the haves and the have nots. And so one of the ways we do this is by simply looking at material goods. And the problem with that is that may not be your definition. Now, if it is, cool, like it's very easy to compare. But even so, I'd actually ask you, is it? Because do you know what is accompanying those material goods, whether it's debt or, you know, stress or things like that? And so I guess what I'm saying here is like, you really got to take a moment to figure out what success is to you. And I also think that success is multidimensional. It's not just one thing. We all know people that make a ton of money, but they have zero time to enjoy it. They're stressed out constantly. They're running around with their hair on fire. And then we have also maybe some people that have a great family life, but they're struggling financially. And like, well, I'm not sure either of those would be success. Like, I think you got to really kind of look at this from a holistic point of view and identify for yourself and play that game. Like, don't compete with somebody else on their game. Like, you know, because you can't win at somebody else's game. You can win at your own game.
Yeah. And then I think that's a really important thing to actually look at, because think about this, when looking at social medias and we see what quote unquote the success story is, we start to see, oh, so that's success. And we start to look from the very small windows, very small picture of what that actually is, that success is. That, you know, meaning like, okay, the big house and big car and all those kinds of things, right? But if you really look at your own entire life, look at your own vision, and look at, you know, what you truly want to accomplish in life, that success might be a little bit different. That's why in Life Under, when we talk about, you know, creating a life vision, I think that is so crucial for you to figure out what that life vision is for you, because that is basically defining your success. And when we talk about this, we talk about not only from the materialistic point of view, but we talk from the perspective of what your relationships look like, your relationship with your wife, with your kids, with your moms, with your dads, with your brothers, with your sisters, with your friends, with your coworkers, with your business partners, whoever it might be, right? What does your spiritual life look like, right? What's the success in that area? What's the success in your giving? You know, what's the success in your area of little wants and needs, and you know, all those in health? What does successful life look at health? All right. And I think most of the time people don't look to define that when we're looking at those reels. And a lot of times we've seen this, Vojo, me, and you know, we've seen this people come into life on there, that a lot of people, what they thought the success is, maybe they reached a version of it or whatever based on what that, you know, outside world they're saying, and now they're burned out, or they're 50 pounds overweight, or they're, you know, they're struggling in their relationships or whatever, or they're working, you know, 80, 90, 100 hours a week, whatever it might be. And all of a sudden that success is actually not what they wanted it to do. So that's part one. Part two I would mention is this. I want you to consider something that one person who's listening right now. If you were to go back, let's say 5 or 10 years in the past, and back then, look from the perspective of, I don't know if you ever said to yourself, if I could just get there, I would be successful. And I bet you that majority of the time where you're at right now, what you looked at when you were, let's say, in your 20s, or, you know, if you said to yourself, if I just got there, that I'll be successful, and you probably already hit that thing, you probably surpassed this. So what does that tell you? That tells you that the success thing is a like a moving goalpost. So that's why that vision is so important for you to write it down on paper so you are clear of what that success really is.
Well, something you said there, man, is really important. Is like success is not a checkbox. It's an ongoing journey. It's a process. And in fact, like if you were ever to just, you know, it's like you don't just get healthy once and then that's good enough. It's not like you're just a good husband or a good wife once and then you can check that box. Like success is something that is continually moving. And so you just got to kind of recognize that this is a, it's not, it's a way that you move throughout life. It's a way of being that makes you successful. And it's a status that can go up or down depending on how well you're living according to your own priorities and rules and definitions. The other thing I'd say, man, about success, and this is another trap too, you mentioned it earlier on, is like, you know, social media, microwave success overnight, you know, millionaire, and, you know, Insta success, right? Where, you know, it seems like everybody else is living this. And let's just talk about, you know, and let's just, I'm not isolating or singling out material success, but any success will take you longer than you think it will. It is harder than you think it is. And you just gotta accept that and realize it's part of it. Because if you were to look around in society in general, my guess is you would, and you're listening to this podcast, you're investing in yourself, you want to get better and improve, and you're learning and everything else. And hopefully we're sharing some things that help you do that. But not everybody probably has a life you'd want to live. Not everybody is successful in a way that you probably would define success. And so by nature, you have to realize that to be above average, to be above ordinary, to be extraordinary, you have to do things that other people aren't doing, and have some patience and have the discipline to kind of like just recognize this isn't an overnight thing. Like it, dude, you know, we've talked about this many, many times where, you know, how many years, many times people will go unnoticed in their business before they are an overnight success, or how many days or hours or years it takes for somebody to achieve the health that they want to achieve in a sustainable way. Like, and you know, it's diet. So success isn't a crash diet, right? Like that is not sustainable success. And so you just got to recognize that if you want to really go for this, and by the way, that should be, that can be encouraging or discouraging depending on how you look at it. But I think, man, success is, it's just a bunch of cumulative smaller steps that add up over time. Really, that's it.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I want to elaborate something here from this particular perspective, because I think this is important for listeners, because I know I was there back in the day. And I struggled big time, me to be able to, you know, grow and grow my business and things like that. So we just talked about how, you know, a lot of the social medias talks about, it's like the, you know, quick, get rich quick kind of a thing, right? And what ends up happening is majority of, I'm not saying, listen, this doesn't happen. somebody wins a lottery or whatever it might be, and they get an inheritance or what, success can be literally happen overnight, right? But the thing is, for most cases, that is not the case. So here is what I want you to consider. If you were to compare yourself, and notice I said compare, because I think a lot of times that's what we do, to that version of the success that social media talk about, that what ends up happening is you are starting to back of in the back of your mind, you attached to that success the how that needs to happen, and when the timeline that needs to happen, right? And because you're doing that, what ends up happening after that is you go and if you don't get successful by a certain period of time, you start thinking to yourself, man, I knew this should have happened already. Why? What am I doing wrong? I guess I suck. I guess I'm not good at this. I'm not a good business owner. I don't do this. I don't do that, or whatever, right? And the conversation in your head is slowly starting to work against you in order on that path to success. So now recognizing that, I think this is a really important thing for you to recognize this, is that by looking at those success stories, the success trap there is that you start to compare. And then if you're not hitting it as fast as you wanted to, as quick as you wanted to, as when you're supposed to be there at that particular point, I should have been already. The conversation in your head, especially depending what kind of person you are, if you're a very pessimistic kind of a person, guess what? That's going to take you out like that. And all of a sudden, you feel burned out. You feel not motivated. You feel, I suck at this. This is not a good, business venture. I need to look for something else. Now you all of a sudden you're not doing flipping. You're going into, single family houses of renting. Then you go maybe, oh, that doesn't work. Then I'm going to do affiliate marketing. That doesn't work. Then I'm going to go and you go so on, so on, so on, and you end up on this hamster wheel because of that comparison to what the success is. The antidote to that, I will tell you this, is I hate to say it, but it's going back to that vision, right? When you have a clear vision, what you want your life to look like, and you focus solely on that vision, what you mentioned is about who you need to become, right? The way of being, then you start to move towards it. And that is your number one GPS, the thing that you focus on to keep moving forward on this until, guess what? The cows come home. And you're going to do it no matter what, and you're going to keep pursuing that and not so much concerned about the how or when's going to happen, but you just keep moving forward, keep moving forward, keep moving forward. And that's when you're actually going to attain that success.
Yeah, dude, I love that, man. It's so true. And it's like you have, and this is where, again, like that comparison, right, of others, and your expectations of how quickly it can go can really derail you. And not it's not just that it starts to distract you with different businesses, like, oh, maybe I picked the wrong business, maybe I, whatever. It's no, it just takes time. Like, that's like saying, like, hey, I put the cake in the oven, like, it's why isn't it done yet? I'm not gonna maybe I shouldn't bake a cake. I'm gonna bake brownies. And oh, no, hey, these are taking too long too. I'm gonna make cookies. Like, and it's just like this constant cycle that people get themselves on. Meanwhile, it distracts you from the life you want. It affects your personal life, all these other things as well. The other thing I would say that is a trap of success. So we already talked about making sure success is defined by you, and that we're playing by our own rules. We talked about like the what's really involved in achieving success and the timeline and sometimes the difficulty. But I think it's let's also talk about like when you do achieve success, in whatever realm. Like, and again, like a few things I think are worthy of mentioning here. The first one is that you are not. A, you're, this isn't you. This, you as a person are not defined by your success. And now that might seem weird for me to say, but I want you to just consider this for a moment, because there will be bumps. I promise you, there will be bumps and bruises along your journey. And if you are knocked off a pedestal in something that you are successful, or you feel like you're successful in, it doesn't mean anything less about you. And like, so the reason I say this is because I see some people that will achieve pretty cool things, and all of a sudden their identity becomes wrapped up in that, and the way that they relate to themselves and to others focuses and revolves around that success. And so sometimes people, will lose humility, or they'll get discouraged, or whatever it is that they may experience when they have that kind of association. And I just want to like reaffirm that like it's you as the individual that made those things happen, and that's great. But always, number one, remain humble, because you know you yeah. will be, the proud will be humbled, right? But also like you're so much more than the success in any one area, and so relate more. I feel like relate more to the type of person you are versus what you've accomplished. Hey, we'll get right back to our episode, but before we do, I want to tell you about a free resource that is available to you. At the Get a Life Getaway, one of the most important exercises we do is we have attendees put down on a calendar what their dream life would look like, and then that is a template that we use to design the work schedule. We do it around life. Now, lucky for you, if you haven't been to a Get a Life Getaway, I still want to encourage you to go. But you can get access to this tool. I cover it in a free training, a free on-demand online course that we have available for you. It's on the four stages of financial prosperity, where we cover not only this calendar, but all of the other stages involved in achieving financial and time freedom. Peter, where do they get it, and why should they check it out?
Just go to thelifeonair.com, and you're going to see the on-demand training over there for the four stages to financial prosperity. The reason why you should go there, it is one of the most transformational exercises we do at this event, and a lot of people get huge ahas for them. So I would encourage you to go there, because you might get one for yourself as well. So go to lifeonair.com. Four stages to financial prosperity. Click on the on demand and watch it today.
Let's get back to the episode.
Yeah, what I'm hearing when you're talking about this is ego, you know, and yeah. I think what ego gets in the way and then starts to run the story in your head when you hit whatever that success is. And I think the big drawback to that is that what ends up happening is you all of a sudden feel like you're on top of the mountain, you fit it, I'm the man, I'm the woman, or whatever you might be thinking, and all of a sudden you stop growing, right? Because you don't need to go and you're not looking from the perspective, I need to grow, I need to, you know, keep moving forward kind of a thing. I hit it, I can, you know, I got this, I'm the best thing since sliced bread kind of a thing. Nobody's going to tell me what to say, what to do, those kinds of things. And all of a sudden, you are starting to not grow so much. Vojo mentioned that being humble, right? I think that's a really powerful way of looking at stuff, because when you're looking from that perspective, always looking to grow. You know, what can I learn next? What can I grow into? And I will tell you this, when it comes to, because me and, I know Vojo has been talking about this with me and him, I think he's going to be okay with me saying this, and I feel the same way, is without what I'm doing is I don't think I'm ever going to retire per se kind of a thing. You know what I mean? Even, you know, when I have all the money in the world, I don't think I'm ever going to stop doing what I am doing right now, because this is just not, you know, job or business. It's a life purpose kind of a thing, right? And when you start looking from that perspective as it's your life purpose, then guess what? You can do that. It doesn't seem like work, right? So when you are looking, you know, for that success, just be careful that this success doesn't change you, doesn't redefine you. Because who you are on the way to that success, right? The type of a person you are, as far as your character, needs to, I think, stay there when you finally hit the success. You know what I mean? I've seen some people all of a sudden when they hit success, all of a sudden they stop talking to other people, right? Well, guess what? Those people might have helped you get there, right? But then when you start all of a sudden not talking with them or whatever it might be, it's not going to go over well, I don't think. So I think that is a really important aspect, and I'm glad you brought it up, Vojo, because I think it's an important aspect to look when you finally, when you get there, right? To not look from that perspective. And ego is the enemy, yeah. I think, of success and growth, actually.
Well, like, I think you said something here, and it really, don't become full of yourself when you experience success. That's another trap, because that sense of whatever it is, superiority or ego or however you want to define it, will be your downfall. Number one, there's always people ahead of you, and so if you feel like a big shot, it's because you're playing in the small ponds. But more so is like, what got you to be successful was the humility to be able to learn, and so why would you want to get rid of that? Or, you know, this is where, man, like, Learn from people ahead of you, but don't like idolize people because they're just people. Like they literally are just people, and they're just they're they've maybe they're further ahead that path than you are, and so just like you, I would suggest you don't idolize anybody. Don't look to be idolized yourself when you accomplish some amazing things. I have I have had some exposure to some like celebrities, for instance, and the last people these things want to are people fawning all over them. Like they want to just be treated like normal people, and usually the cool ones are the ones that are just consider themselves normal people as well. They don't think that they're better than everybody else. I experienced this in multiple areas, even back from when I was doing bodybuilding, and I'd see, some pro bodybuilders acting like they're like all that. And I'm like, dude, really? Like, you have muscles, big deal. Like, who cares? Like, and so it's just don't let that become you, because I think it is easy if people, I had a friend, man.
Do you
I
have a
remember
friend?
this. I had a friend once, and his name was Dutch. Well, everybody called him Dutch. His name was Dennis, but like he's passed now. And I remember I had just won state championship, the overall, Junior USA, like all this stuff. And I'm signing autographs at booths and pictures and stuff at some pro bodybuilding shows.
There are people who wanted your autograph? Are you serious?
Yeah, dude. And I'm signing pictures, selling pictures, stuff like that. And I remember him coming up to me. And at the time, I didn't fully understand why he said it, but he's like, "Hey, man, don't believe the hype." And I'm like, "And I don't." It took me a second to get it, but what he was saying is like, "Hey, man, everybody's like fawning all over. You have the success, and people know who you are, and you get sponsorships, and you're going to the show. Like, don't believe the hype. Like, it doesn't matter. Number one, but number two, like, when you start believing that stuff, that's the first step to your demise." And so like it's just so true. Like it's just so true, because that is a trap to success, that like it's that adulation and that and having people that know who you are and stuff is cool, but don't let it get to your head.
Yeah, somebody once told me, actually two different people mentioned it in two different contexts of looking at successful people. Like one of them was more like PG version, and that was, successful people, the celebrities, the the CEOs, they still put the pants on one leg at a time, just like you and me, right? And then there was a more like a PG-13 version that said, listen, all the celebrities and everybody still take number two on the toilet. If you picture them sitting on the toilet, man, they all do it. You know what I mean? It's not, you can't
Okay,
un.
we just the quote, we just took a nosedive here.
Dude, but listen, that all of a sudden, like, well, you know what? That is so true, right? I mean, but the thing is, recognizing that is really important to be able to go and, keep moving in life. So,
Yeah.
yeah.
Well, listen, hope you guys got something out of this. Just to recap, make sure you're defining success for yourself. You're choosing the things that you value most and you prioritize. Realize there is no microwave button for success. It takes time. It takes humility. When you achieve success, make sure it doesn't become your identity and you don't get wrapped up in that, because that's the very thing that will take that success from you. If you enjoyed the episode, please like and share and help us help more entrepreneurs and business owners around the globe live better lives and have incredible visions that they pursue every day, waking up excited for what they get to do. We'll see you next week, everyone. Take care.